KQED.
There are quite a few sweeping changes proposed on the November ballot, but Proposition 31 takes the prize for most changes in one measure. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office has identified 9 big ideas in Prop 31. The California Report's Rachel Miro sat down with John Myers, political editor for Sacramento television station KXTV, to get a handle on what's in the ambitious measure.
You know, my sense is after covering governance reform for a while here in Sacramento, it's a bit like the old cafeteria restaurant. I mean, there's a little bit of everything you could put on your tray in this one. Prop 31 makes changes to both state and local government. Now, here in Sacramento, I think its two biggest changes would be new power for the governor to cut spending if needed without any legislative approval, and also this thing called pay-as-you-go, a pay-as-you-go approach to new big-ticket programs. Legislators would have to identify a funding source when they want new programs. And then on the local level, Prop 31's biggest change would be allowing communities some new flexibility on spending and regulations if they enact a new strategic plan. And there's some rules for how they'd have to do that. That would be big because it would mean that statewide regulations and money may no longer be applied the same all across the state.
John, you've covered the ins and outs of state budgeting for many years. If anybody knows where the budgetary bodies are buried, you know, how people manage to finagle things strategically, logistically throughout the budget process, it's you. Out of all of these different reform ideas, what's the most personally compelling for you?
Well, I don't know if it's compelling or just intriguing to me, but I think I'll call it intriguing, is the power that Prop 31 would give the governor. Significant change in the power structure, letting the governor cut spending on his own or her own during a fiscal emergency. Now, if people have heard of that before, it's because, well, we've voted on it before. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger pushed something similar to that in 2005. That one was seen as a power grab. And people said, oh, it's a dictatorial governor. But now I wonder what it will look like when think tank folks suggested it. Again, it's part of a larger number of things. But that power shift between legislative power and gubernatorial power, if Prop 31 passed, I think would be very interesting.
I suppose backers would say you have to pack in as many ideas as possible when it costs $3 million a pop to just get this thing on the ballot, let alone campaign for the measure. But this is a lot of information for voters to make sense of.
It is, and I think there are a couple of things worth noting here for voters. The first of them is that there has been a long, raging debate in government reform circles about whether we need incremental change or large systemic change. I think Prop 31 kind of puts its foot in both categories a little bit here. This isn't purely incremental change. There are 9 separate items in it, and it's a constitutional amendment, so that's certainly apparently possible. But at the same time, some people say, you know, it doesn't go big enough. I mean, we need a larger, grander scale thinking. The other thing, too, is that Prop 31 and California Forward, California Forward was negotiating with the legislature about trying to implement some of these changes and didn't get there, and as a result decided to put their ballot measure forward for the voters. And so there are some criticisms that say, well, maybe it's not fully cooked. Maybe the legislature could take a look at this. And I think, you know, what we see so far is that the voters don't seem to know a lot about Prop 31. And there's not a huge political campaign out there, and we're only, you know, less than 4 weeks away from the election.
It's received political wisdom that California voters, when they're in doubt about a proposition, typically vote no. What's your sense of what the polls are showing?
The polls show there's a lot of undecideds in Prop 31, a huge number. Somewhere upwards of a third of voters in some polls show that they are undecided on Prop 31. And I do think that in the final weeks, undecideds often tend to vote no if they don't get any outside information. The backers of Prop 31, the financial backers, have not put up money to run a big yes on 31 campaign. Some political consultants say they believe it's almost an orphaned measure at this point, in large part because it may not reflect a full decision-making process about how to fix what's wrong in California government. And so I think the question here for the final weeks is, does someone emerge to finance a big yes on 31 push at the end, or does it continue to trickle along, in which case, right, most people think the voters will say, I don't get it, so I'm going to vote no.
John Myers is political editor for Sacramento TV station KXTV. He spoke with the California Report's Rachel Miro. We've got a guide to all 11 state ballot measures online. Look for the link at californiareport.org.